coming up in today's Messy Pew, because Andy isn't around, this Andy goes for a wander around Exeter Cathedral. I wonder what the other Andy's excuse is. Hello, welcome to the Messy Pew podcast. My name is Andy, and his name is also Andy. Except this week, Andy's not here. Unfortunately, he's got a thing going on, which can't really talk about too much right now, but I'm sure we'll get to it in due course. And on the note of him not being around, what normally happens here is that we talk about life, the universe, and everything, and how does church and the Bible and stuff like that fits in with everything else. Now, today we're doing something a little bit different in that earlier on this week, my family went for a wander around. It's actually to see the Gaia exhibition at Exeter Cathedral, which is basically this big kind of photorealistic rendition of the Earth placed there. I did some recording on site. Hopefully it works out. Let's see.
So, I've got no idea how well this recording is going to work. It's been recorded on my iPhone in the middle of Exeter Cathedral, where we've come along to see the, and my pronunciation is going to be rubbish, the Gaia exhibition. I think it's pronounced G-A-I-A. How well it basically is, it's a ginormous kind of photo realistic model of the Earth that's kind of floating there in this great kind of big empty holy space. And I guess it's the same with a lot of these things, is that it's incredibly hard to express exactly how it feels as you walk in, because how do you express wonder apart from using the word wonder? But what does that mean? I mean, here, it's, you're seeing this giant, enormous kind of representation of the planet we're on within Exeter Cathedral. And yeah, it looks somewhat beautiful, but at the same time, a terrifying reminder of the size of the planet that we're on. And the size of us compared to the planet. And yeah, it kind of puts a lot of our own issues into perspective, I guess, but without saying that, not to kind of diminish them at all in any way, shape or form, because I know how important my personal concerns are at best of times. And most of my personal concerns are incredibly first world problems compared to everyone else's. And what we've got kind of around, kind of attached to this exhibition, is four or five kind of stations of prayer, I guess, where some genius has found very tangible approaches to prayer and different aspects of prayer. So you've got one about praying and thanking God for memories of people who have passed away. You've got one that's about our past anxieties and things that we would rather be forgotten. I could spend all day in that one. And there's stuff there about anger, and there's also a section here about climate change as well. It's all incredibly accessible and very, whilst could be considered as being quite openly spiritual, there is very much a biblical emphasis underpinning all the activities here. So yeah, if you see anything in your local news about a giant Earth exhibition nearby, I would massively recommend checking it out. Obviously, it's probably going to be different wherever you go. The one here in Exeter is, I think it's here till the end of February, I have got no idea when I'm going to be releasing this, if I even release this. But yeah, check out if you do. I'm about to be jumped on by a little 10-year-old. So thank you for listening to The Messy Pew. Join us next time.
And that was indeed my daughter's podcast debut, which I'm sure I'll remind her about one day. But yeah, that is in Exeter Cathedral until the end of February. So if you are in the Devon area, or you know, even the wider Devon area, check it out. If you're not, I'm going to try and show some links in the podcast notes to help you find out where this exhibition is coming to, and I hope it's coming somewhere near you. But that's us done for today. Thank you for listening. We can be found on lots of social networks, from TikToks to Twitters to Facebooks to Mastodons as well. Find us at Messy Pew, or you can email us at themessypew@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. See you next time.